can change your life in 30 days. The Secret is the motivational guidebook by Deb Scott called The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, turning your upside down world right side up. Look for it on Amazon.com, or you can get more information about Deb Scott's Discover the Amazing You coaching by visiting greenskyandbluegrass.com. Remember, you can get the book that will change your life on Amazon.com and get more information about author Deb Scott's Discover the Amazing You coaching by visiting greenskyandbluegrass.com.
You're listening to Raven, the talk show, made on Women Talk Radio.
With you unstoppable woman, it's your time to shine. For more women, turning your life around. Girl, you got the power, there's no you can't achieve. Can't nobody stop you if you believe.
Welcome to WPR Women Power Talk Radio, the show that's designed for the boomer woman in mind and the men who love them. Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis, your host, and thank you for joining us once again as we bring you another unstoppable woman of power. But this week, we're also featuring our celebrity guests. For the first time, it's able to be downloaded in iTunes, and we're so excited that we have our guest that I'll introduce in a moment, along with a celebrity guest, Montel Williams. So I'm going to tell you right now, this is a show that you're going to want to sit back, relax, and enjoy the complete hour, because you're going to have two amazing interviews. So if you go grab yourself a cup of healthy coffee or tea or hot chocolate. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then go to sippinghealthycoffee.biz, because our show is sponsored by sippinghealthycoffee.biz. Every single week for mocha, latte, or the king of gourmet black. You know, like Les Brown says, nothing tastes as good as good health, so why not indulge yourself in a good hot cup of coffee and make it healthy? Why not do that? So check it out by going to sippinghealthycoffee.biz, sippinghealthycoffee.biz, and if you're looking to make a little extra income, check out the business side on that site as well. You know, today we're going to bring to you a special segment that we do from time to time when we run across some extraordinary authors like we did this time. Her name is Deb Scott. Her book is The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue. Now, Deb is an author and speaker, and she's an award-winning finalist in this new nonfiction category of the Best Books 2010 Awards. So we congratulate and applaud her on that. That's an amazing accomplishment. Let me tell you a little bit more about Deb. She's a motivational and lifestyle consultant specializing in working with businesses and corporate environments to transform poor interpersonal dynamics and low energy groups into high powered, successful, dynamic teams. How cool is that? How cool is that? I mean, think about that. I mean, I would want to go from low energy to high power, wouldn't you? Of course you would, because you're a woman of power, and you know it. Deb Scott, a biology major in college, became an award-winning sales and leadership specialist with 20 years of background in cardiac surgery sales. Now she applies her sales and business background and experience to motivational speaking and consulting. Without further ado, help me give her a great big virtual applause, Deb Scott, author of The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, turning your upside-down world right side up in your midlife, and you got to know it. Welcome, Deb, to the show.
Hi, Raven. I am so excited to be with you. Thank you very much for that great intro, and I love your energy, and I'm just very grateful to be with you and your guests and what you're doing, because you are definitely making the world and helping people turn the upside down right side up. So I'm applauding you, and thank you very much for having me on. I'm excited.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for sending me a copy of your book. Now, what I like about this book, and when I get my books on the Lunch with an Author segment, Deb, I like to kind of give the audience a feel of this book. Okay, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue is a mixture of blue sky and green grass. I love that. So you just didn't just throw out a title. You matched your cover with the title. That is good. The person that worked with you on this book is fantastic. That was such a great idea. And I noticed there's a couple really good quotes. I'm going to go ahead and I guess quote the one from Samuel M. Davenport, who's a results coach, bounce back expert. And he said, if you want to meet the most powerful and amazing person you will ever know, Deborah Scott introduce you to you. I love that. Summer goes on to say, within the pages of this book, Deborah offers her firsthand advice to gently and effectively guide you, including easy exercises which can assist you in turning your challenge into celebrations. Now, what I liked about that particular quote, Deborah, is because when I looked in your book, that's the first thing I noticed, is it wasn't just a lot of writing or a lot of hype. Number one, you spoke from the heart, the few pages I read, and I appreciated that. And then there were exercises. Why did you include exercises in your book?
Well, first of all, I have to say thank you for sharing that, because Sumner, being a best-selling author, you know, there's nothing that's more humbling and really inspiring when you have somebody else who's a best-selling author saying that about the book. So I appreciate that and what you're saying. But to your point, you know, I wrote this because this is the book I wanted. You know, Ben Franklin said, either write something worth living or live something worth writing about. And for me, this was a book that I wanted when I was looking to turn my challenges into celebrations. So maybe it's my personal journey, but I also think it's everybody's journey. And especially when we're at this age, we've had enough life experiences that we know a little bit more than we did when we were younger, and we've had some hardships. So we've had some opportunities to transform those messes into miracles. So I think that for me, I want something that actually works in my life in this moment, not rhetoric, but actual results and things that I can see in my life, because somebody else can tell me a great story about their transformation, but if I can't apply it, if I can't feel it, if I can't duplicate it in my own life, it doesn't do me any good.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, you have to have credibility and integrity. And I think that the exercises, along with the web links, along with the places that you can go in your own hometown, and all of the resources and the quotes and other people, I think it makes it a collection and a resource guide more than just a book. So I really want, you know, the greatest applaud I could get is for somebody to say, I have marked this book up, I have written in the exercises, I've highlighted the heck out of it, I pull it down, you know, every day or once a week or whenever I need a mind vitamin and a spiritual boost, and I have something that I can do and it works and I can see the result, and that's what the book is about turning those challenges into celebrations and transforming those upside down things right side up, and everybody knowing that if you have the big, for lack of better terms, Raven, if you have the big pile of manure, you also have the big pile of fertilizer.
Ooh.
And, you know, and great fertilizer grows great stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about, and having that hope and an excitement that, you know, there's something better. Don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle.
I love that. Don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle. Big mistake. What are we talking about today? We are talking about this incredible book. It's called The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside Down World Right Side Up in Your Midlife, is what we'll be discussing today. Now, the author is Deb Scott, and as I said earlier, Deb Scott is a finalist in the new nonfiction category of the Best Books 2010 Awards. This is a great book. You know, good books are not just to be laid on your coffee table. Good books make great read, and they're supposed to be marked all up, highlighted. You get a lot of great notes. And with the exercises that she provides in this book, this is a book that you will definitely highlight, mark up, and you're supposed to. And because it's an action result type of book, as Deb just explained to us. So listeners, now that you had your healthy coffee, all of you powerful, unstoppable women of power, I want you just to kind of sit back, relax in your favorite chair, or if you're listening to us on your cell phone or your iPod, just get real comfortable. But I want to draw you in because we're going to really, really speak heart to heart with this incredible author, Deb Scott, today. So here's my question to you, and I want you to think about this. Do you want to be happy? Do you really want to be happy? Of course you do. We all want to be peaceful, purposeful, and experience authentic, lasting joy. Doesn't that sound great? Authentic, lasting joy. Well, you know what? The sky is green and the grass is blue. It's fun and surprising ways to live in lasting happiness. All ages, including us in our midlife, will enjoy learning how to transform anything bad into a diamond you love. Ooh, I love that. And so if you're ready to receive a powerful and effective mind vitamin to be happy, the pages in this book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, will give it to you. And then you can pay it for it by giving it to your niece or your grandchild, because it's really for any age. Today, Deb's going to tailor her questions, her answers to the questions to assist us in our midlife. But this book is for anyone. So how can you get this book? Go now, if you're on your computer, to www.greenskyandbluegrass.com. Again, that's www.greenskyandbluegrass.com. You are tuned in to Women Power Talk Radio. I'm Raven Blair Davis, the host, and we're speaking with Deb Scott, the amazing, incredible author of The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue. Sit back, relax, and enjoy as we bring to you Lunch with an Author. Let's go ahead and get our questions started, Deb. I'm going to start out by asking you this, because in your book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, I love it. You encourage people, Deb, to become two-minute volunteers. What does that mean, and why should they do that?
Well, because whatever you throw at somebody else has to stick to you first. So here's another great analogy, these colorful, vivid analogies. If you throw perfume at somebody, you're going to still smell beautiful and fragrant. But if you throw manure at someone, guess what still stuck to your hands first? So Raven, the whole philosophy is whatever you want, you have to give away. And the reason that you have to give it away is, yes, you're going to help somebody else. But the exciting right side up philosophy is the first person you're going to help is yourself. And how awesome is that? Now, everybody that I work with in coaching and some of the clients, you know, they'll say, well, I don't have a lot of time. I can't volunteer. People think of volunteering. I'm busy. I've got a business. I've got a family. I've got kids. I've got to feed the dog. You know, people are really busy today, especially with all of these iPhones and technology. So let's just take the idea of volunteering and consider for a moment that the upside down moment you're having regarding the definition of volunteering is that it takes a lot of time. Consider that the effort and the value of volunteering is not in how long you do it, but in the quality of the sincerity when you do it in the moment of your ordinary day. So if you are paying your bills and you have a great affirmation like, you know, be yourself. Everybody else is already taken, as Oscar Wilde says. You know, put that in the envelope and you've now volunteered some positive affirmation to the person opening up the bill, somebody else that maybe if you put it on the outside of the envelope, the sticky envelope, you've made somebody in the mailroom, hundreds of people, maybe from Boston to California, you know, that are looking at the letter. So these are different things that you can do, but in writing that affirmation, you have to make yourself smile. You have to feel good when you hear that. Be yourself. Everybody else is already taken. Doesn't that feel freeing? Mm-hmm. And when you smile, what do? You release endorphins, and endorphins make you feel good.
Yeah.
And feeling good is something, as you stated, we all want to do. So whether you're listening in Europe or South America or United States or Canada, the one thing we all have in common in this moment right now in this radio show is we all want to be loved. We all want to be happy. It's part of human nature, and that's the great opportunity that we all have to help each other, and that's what I'm hoping the pages of The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue will do for anybody who reads it. And I really hope it will be a blessing to people in that way. And the 2-Minute Volunteer is something that's going to help, and I promise it will help make you happy, because you always have to have first what you're giving to somebody else. And it's just a great thing to do, and it's free, and it doesn't take any time. Everybody has 2 minutes, right, Raven?
Absolutely, and we all want to, you know, make a difference by paying it forward. Once we make that difference, then we're going to pay it forward and show others how they can do the same. If everybody does their part, what a better world this would be, right?
Oh.
Let's talk about some of the challenges that you may have went through. So I guess I'm just going to just ask you to kind of just be very authentic right now, using your word. Share with us, what ways was your world upside down before you wrote this book, and how did you begin to change it, especially in your midlife?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is not a real fun and light conversation, and maybe some of the listeners can identify with this, but, you know, I was younger, I was a victim of sexual abuse by a teacher. You know, that is not a pleasant experience, and I don't wish that on anyone. You know, I had some dysfunctional things in my family, and there was some alcoholism in the family, and, you know, that's a real chaotic, unstable situation, and that led to me being engaged to somebody and in a serious relationship with an alcoholic. And, you know, at that time I didn't understand that we attract what we are and what we're familiar with, so it didn't dawn on me that this particular person loved the alcohol and I loved him, and I had my own issues with that. And that was a learning experience. I had no idea, you know, what it would be like to be a sole caregiver. My parents, my mother, in the end of her life, was my best friend. And being an only child, it was me, you know, all me, who took care of her when she was diagnosed with cancer. And I actually stopped working from my 20-year medical sales career to take care of her, and I was financially able to do that, thank God. But, you know, it was a very, very difficult thing, and a lot of your listeners in this midlife stage, you know, we understand what that feels like today. And she passed away a year after she was diagnosed, and then my dad, you know, they had been married for 50-something years, you know, he passed away. So, you know, I was taking care of two parents, and that was, you know, a little upside down and really hard. And then, you know, hit by some financial tragedy with that. Something similar to a Madoff or a Stanford, not, you know, a big high return rate. You know, I'm not talking about a Paris Hilton bank account, but I'm talking about investing in a Millennium Bank, William Wise, you know, interest income 6%, and just having that stolen. I mean, just stolen, knowing the guy spent it on prostitutes, you know, meeting with FBI agents because of this terrible, terrible tragedy, and, you know, what that does to you. So, you know, there were some things in my life that were upside down, and maybe on the outside, you know, being in cardiac surgery, being in the operating room, you know, traveling around the country, making, you know, a good six-figure income, you know, that all seemed so together, you know, on the outside. But on the inside, and especially as we get older, you know, things come to the surface, and we have to deal with things that maybe we didn't address when we were in our 20s or 30s. And, you know, those are just some of the things that I put my heart on my sleeve to share with the listeners that motivated me to want to transform those tragedies into triumphs in my own journey. And, you know, as I said before, the book is my personal journey for what was going to help me stay out of the padded cell and be happy, because that's what I wanted and that's what I still want. And, you know, those upside down things that I talk about getting right side up, I do every day. And if I didn't do them, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. So I eat my words on a regular basis, Raven. This is something that I continue to do, because I don't think there's any graduation from life. And unless you've got a certificate, I would love it.
Well, you know what? But that's what makes us good speakers, authors, and coaches, because we actually went through it. You know, when we go through it ourselves, it's part of our journey. In fact, I used to say, you know, a person is more more excited by hearing someone that's gone through the stuff and they figured out what they need to do, and then that's truly how they're able to pass it forward versus someone that just was blessed and or grew up and raised in this way and they always had the law of attraction and all this stuff because they were raised that way. They're still good speakers, but the ones that you really resonate with are the ones like yourself, Deb, the ones that had some scars in their life, and they were able to say, I am the architect of my life. You know, I'm the one that's going to create the life that I want, despite that I was sexually abused, despite all the tragedy that I've had in my family. That doesn't change who I am, and it definitely does not dictate what my destiny is unless I choose it. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And, you know, you're certainly an example of that. And that's why I just love what you're about and what you're doing and making a difference in this world. Because, as you know, in one of the, I put a whole chapter in this, you have to surround yourself in good transformation tools.
Mm-hmm.
You have to immerse yourself in those tools and surround yourself with people that have what you want. And, you know, the great thing about your show being on iTunes and everything, as you said in the intro, you know, it's really important to download this stuff and listen to it again. And if you think about, this doesn't cost anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just absolutely free mind vitamin food. And you can listen to it and listen to it again, and the more you listen to it, the more you're going to rewire your brain. The more you rewire your brain, the more you're going to change the way you feel. The more the way you feel is going to lead to new action. So, you know, this is all a process, and it's like, you know, you have a plant in your house, and you don't say, well, I'm going to water it today, and then it's going to be watered for the rest of its life. No, you do it every day, or you do it a couple times a week. It's not something that you just do once and forget about it. And, you know, if you water your plant a couple times a week, you certainly should feed yourself some positive mind vitamins by a show like this, you know. And that's, I think, you know, what's so great about sharing out-of-the-box thinking,
mm-hmm,
and new ways of being. And then one thing builds momentum to lead to something else, and then before you know it, it's like, wow, you know what? I'm in this situation, and I'm feeling completely different. This person said something or, you know, did something, and I'm not taking it personal. I'm able to detach because I'm comfortable in my own skin now. Yeah, I am enjoying my own company, and my self-esteem is good, and I'm not defined by the events of my life. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that makes a difference. And we can be the unstoppable women and men in our pursuit to happiness, our pursuit to change, our pursuit to making a difference and paying it forward. Because, you know, what legacy are we all leaving? Because we're not supposed to be on this earth just to waste space and just to indulge in things we want to do without a purpose, without a mission, without making a statement. So that when we leave, we're leaving something that's left for the people that come behind us, for our grandchildren and their grandchildren. And that's why I love that we can easily write books now. We don't have to go through all the stuff that the authors before us went through, because we have Google, because we can record the book and have it transcribed. There's so many reasons. You know, we can self-publish, we can go with the publisher like you did. There's no reason to keep that book inside of you. Wouldn't you agree, Deb?
Oh, I absolutely agree. And I just want to say to anybody listening who feels as though they have a book inside of them, I mean, it took me 5 years to finally get that book out, and I had to hire a book coach to help me with it. And, you know, thank God that I was able to find her and get her help. But I tell everyone listening, if you have a feeling, an inspiration in your heart to share with the world your brilliance, your unique, one-of-a-kind sparkle shine, then you need to know that you couldn't even have that feeling and that desire if it wasn't given to you from divine intervention.
Mm.
So the very fact that you have that feeling to write a book is the sure promise and seal that you need to do it. And we all need to take risks. I mean, Raven, a lot of times when I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is, you know, I have my gratitude list, and we all know about those things. But, you know, when you mentioned about not taking up space, I love that, because, you know, I want to live before I die.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think, especially midlife, you know, we get beat down by some of these circumstances. You know, we have some of these poisonous people in our life that we need to remove ourselves from, and then we get a little stuck. So we need to break out of that mold and know that we're worth that effort to try something new and be happy in the way we deserve and leave that legacy and do that thing that we're called to do that nobody else in the world can do, because no two people are the same. No two people will ever be the same. And, you know, if your toaster has a purpose to toast and jewelry has a purpose to be worn and everything else in life has a purpose, it would be silly to think that you, as a human being, one-of-a-kind brand, wouldn't have a greater purpose than anything that you could possibly use, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just a natural consequence of being an individual, which makes it an exciting adventure, Raven.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, journeys are, you know, they're going to be disappointing. They're going to be challenging. But, you know, they are interesting. And, you know, the tougher the journey, oh, my goodness, you have so much to pay for it when you get through that. So don't be afraid of the stuff that you're going through. Learn to embrace it. Learn to be in gratitude, like Deb said, not just for the good, but for the bad, for the ups and for the downs, because it's all part of your journey, my friend. And that's why you are a woman power listener, because you know inside of you, you want to unleash that unstoppable woman of power. And a great way to begin to release it is to grab this book, the book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside Down World Right Side Up, the author, Deb Scott. Again, Deb Scott is not just any old author. Oh, no, no, no. She's an author and speaker, and she is the award-winning finalist in the new nonfiction category of the Best Books 2010 Award. Huh. Hey, if you think that's simple, huh, you better recognize that's true, true, true authorism. She knows how to put a good book together. But you know what? You heard what she said. She invested in someone to assist her so that it wouldn't be just another book, so that she would be an award-winning author, a finalist. I mean, that's cool. And that's what we've got to do. You know, we invest in our children. We invest in our grandkids. We invest in everything around us. But how often do we really take a look at what our dreams is about, what we want to do, what we want to change, and say, hey, you know, I want to get there faster rather than slower. I need to invest and get me a mentor. I need to invest and get me a coach. Hey, I recommend, and Deb recommends, you do that. You definitely, definitely want to invest in yourself. And the first place to start by going to www.greenskyandbluegrass.com and get you a copy of this book. Do the exercises. Read it. Highlight it. Do the exercises. I mean, the chapters that's in this book, just to give you a glimpse of what I'm looking at, is you don't know what you don't know. One finger pointed at you means three fingers pointing back at me. Ooh, that's a big one. Conversations with your creator. Prayer. Don't go at it alone. Professional guidance, where she talks about therapies and coaches. Surround yourself in transformational media tools. Enough about you. Volunteering, what we spoke about a little bit earlier. Immerse yourself in transformation seminars and retreats. The man, woman at the top of the mountain didn't just happen to fall there. They made it happen. You can just tell from the table of contents that this is a powerful book. And, again, it's not about it being just a great read. You want to highlight it. You want to mess it up. You want to do the exercises. Take the time to do the exercises. Oh, yeah. And before we end, Deb's going to give you some contact information. So if you need a good coach and you need her assistance, you can contact her. But first, it's time for a commercial break. And I just want to remind you, you are tuned in to WPR Women Power Talk Radio. And you want to stay tuned, because in about 10 minutes, we're going to be bringing on our second guest. This is a replay of our famous Montel Williams interview. Yes, the Montel Williams will be following the Deb Scott. So don't go nowhere. Go grab yourself some healthy coffee. I don't care if it's mocha latte or the king of gourmet black, or if you like me, you like some hot chocolate or green tea. You can get it all. Plus, make some residual income by going to sippinghealthycoffee.biz. Sippinghealthycoffee.biz. Yeah, go there now. And then go right over to www.greenskyandbluegrass.com and grab your copy of Deb Scott's book. Not tomorrow, my friend. No. You're an unstoppable woman of power. That means you take action. Do it today. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
Did you know that you are the only one who can take control of your life and your circumstances? If you're ready to take control of your future by starting your own home-based business, then Raven Blair Davis's Careers from the Kitchen Table 2010 Home Business Directory was written for you. This book will give you hope and proof that yes, you absolutely can, one, start your own home-based business, two, gain complete control over your income, and three, stop depending on a job that might not always be there. Go to www.2010homebizdirectory.com and order your copy today. That's 2010homebizdirectory.com.
You should never have to worry about not having enough money. You should know exactly how much there is and sleep soundly knowing where you stand financially. All of that is taken care of with Financial Advocates for Seniors looking out for you. Personal financial planner Sandra Cherry can be called at 818-706-3745 for an interview. Avoid becoming a victim, alleviate your stress, and have peace of mind knowing your assets are protected and being monitored for you by Sandra Cherry and Financial Advocates for Seniors. Contact her at 818-706-3745 for an interview.
Welcome back, everyone, to the second part of this segment with Lunch with an Author, with our author that we're highlighting, our amazing, incredible, unstoppable woman of power that happens to be not just an author, but a finalist, oh yeah, in the new nonfiction category of the Best Books 2010 Award. Her name, Deb Scott. Her book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. And today we're talking about how you can do that in your midlife. And so we're going to go right back to Deb, and we've got about four or five more questions, and then Montel Williams will follow her. So stay tuned and relax. Enjoy. Isn't this awesome? But take copious notes, because it's all about becoming that unstoppable woman of power, and that, my friend, means you got to take some ACTION, and that's why I like Deb's book, because it has some exercise to help you get that action going, to take those action steps and become that person that you want to be. Deb, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Raven.
Here. Listen, I want to go back to when you were talking about being able to turn our upside-down world right side up. Can you give the boomer women and the men who love them that are tuning in today maybe three or four real quick tips on how they can go from the upside down to the right side up?
Yep. Well, I think one of them that you had mentioned talking about the two-minute volunteering, that's a great antibiotic to cure any soul for anything being upside down. Something else that I work with people on, and it's a great, easy, fun tool, is something called successful sabotage. And, you know, when we think of sabotage, we know that the definition is setting one up for failure. So let's turn that around and put successful in front of it, and then we have set ourselves up for success. And how would you do that? What would that look like in your life, in my life today, in this moment? Well, whatever your goal is, and of course you have to know where you want to be able to get there. If you want to, you know, get a new attitude, or you're working on a relationship, or it's a goal you have for work, you know, there are certain things that are going to bring you inspiration towards achieving that goal. Maybe it's a quote, maybe it's a picture, maybe it's a photograph, maybe it's a trinket, maybe it's, you know, a little something that you bought in a store that just reminds you to stay focused on that goal. So what you want to do is think about what you're doing in your day. Not something that you need to be doing tomorrow, just what are you doing right now in your day? Well, let's think about it. You get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you get coffee, you check emails, you get in your car, you go to work, you talk to clients, you deal with family. So what you want to do is in advance strategically put those things that are automatically going to put breaks in your mind, stop you, pause you, put you in the present moment to focus on that goal. So take that sticky note with that positive affirmation, put it on the mirror so it's the first thing you see when you get up in the morning and brush your teeth. Put it on the coffee pot, stick it in the refrigerator, you know, surprise yourself in shoes. What you want to do is just set yourself up for success so that wherever you're going already, you have injected that spirit of accomplishing the goal that you have, you know, made a priority in your life. And the reason that you do this and how this works is you get really, we get really busy in our day, especially with the technology. And in midlife, you have a lot of responsibility and a lot of people to take care of. But if you know that you're going to be seeing something that brings you back to rewire your mind, you're putting something in your head, you're changing your feelings and your behavior, and the more you do it, the more momentum you build. And it's just a great way to get yourself, you know, changing gears to turn those upside-down things right side up. So that would be, that would really be a biggie. You know, and of course, you can't do anything without the power of prayer. And I always consider that powerful, real answers that you can enjoy regularly. But whether you're believing in a, you know, the universe, angels, the God, you know, God, whoever you call something greater than yourself, your higher power, you have to be able to pray. Why do you have to pray in order to turn your upside down world right side up? Because you need to have humility and you need to be open that you don't have all the answers. And I can't give you a gift if you don't have your hands open to receive it. So if you have the greatest gift in the world, but you don't take it, then it's never yours. And prayer is like that. It's going to give you an opportunity to receive all the gifts of everything that you've ever wanted, but you have to be able to sit with yourself, enjoy your own company, be quiet, listen, and know that whatever you're asking for is somehow going to resonate in your spirit. And, you know, people ask me, well, how do you pray? I don't know what to pray, or I don't have time for that. And I like to give this little story, and I'll say it quick, but it's the ABC story.
Okay.
And, the kid is saying his ABCs in the forest, and the man hears him and says, little boy, what are you saying and what are you doing? He says, I'm praying. And the man says, you're not praying, you're saying your ABCs. And he says, no, I'm sending letters up to God, and he knows what I need to pray. And the point of that story is it's not what you say. It's the spirit, the motivation, and the intention with which you say it.
I love that. The spirit, the motivation, and the intention of what you say. And see, and I agree with that, Deb, wholeheartedly. We have to know and be in tune with our true intentions, because sometimes our intentions can be deceiving, and then we're not getting what we want, and that's because it's not in alignment. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to know what it is you want, but you have to really evaluate and discern your own intention.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes the motivation is not honorable and not worthwhile, and sometimes, you know, you can do the right thing for the wrong reason. So it's so important to always know what's your motivation. You had mentioned something about the book, and for the listeners that want to do a book, you have to really think about what's your motivation for writing that book.
Mm-hmm.
Is it to change someone's life? Are you visualizing what someone's going to feel like when they read it and look at it? We got a little bit of a Beju talking in the line here in the background.
Hey, that's okay.
That's the great thing about live radio. But, there's so many things that are important in checking motivation, because the motivation is going to tell you whether you really are going to be able to have a lasting success. If it's not authentic, it won't last. And, you know, the diamond's tested under the pressure.
Before we get to your final comments, there's a couple things I want to ask you real quickly. And number one, I want you to kind of just briefly talk to us about transformational tools. And I think it's chapter 6 where you talk about surrounding yourself in transformation media tools. You tell us that you have to think about what you're thinking about. How can you cement the pathway to your peace and happiness? What will make reading this book or writing this book, as you said, a permanent event for genuine transformation? And where can you find daily vitamins to maintain a healthy, happy mind? And then you kind of list some different things like books and mini books and e-books. Just give us your thoughts on that a little bit and then close it off with what you want the readers to get from reading your book.
You need to take mind vitamins, and I always use the analogy of light and dark in a room. If you're in a dark room, you can't, you know, you bring light in, the room becomes light. If you're in a light room, you can't bring in dark. And your mind and your life is like that. You can't have two thoughts occupying the same space. You're either going to be thinking positive and feeling positive, or you're going to be thinking negative and feeling negative. You can't be thinking positive and feeling negative. You know, it just doesn't work. So what you want to do when you're feeling stuck and you've got something negative, you surround yourself in these transformation tools so that you replace, you put an antibiotic in your mind to get rid of the disease of negative stinking thinking. And media tools, e-books, you can sign up for email. There's a lot of things on Twitter, too, that you can sign up for to get those good positive quotes, listening to shows like this. You know, there's a lot of things on TVs. iTunes, where you are, is just a great resource. And there's just so many ways to get yourself on a regular mind vitamin therapy. But the important thing to remember is you don't take your multivitamin once a month and expect to get healthy. You don't go to the gym once a month and expect, you know, to get to be that flattering figure that you've always wanted. And this is no different. You know, you have to make sure that every day you're starting your day out with that positive thought, with those things that are going to inspire you, with people who have done it, been there, to make it real for you so that you can actually see the benefit of it. Because once you start feeling better, it becomes yours. And then it's not somebody else's story. It's not my story or your story. It's the person listening right now. It becomes your experience. And then when it becomes real for you, then you've got roots in the ground. And when you get roots in the ground, then you can start, you know, really seeing the plant come up through the soil, through the dirt of our life, and really grow into something beautiful, you know, so that you can be in full bloom. And that's when you start feeling a lot better. But in the beginning, you know, you have to, it's a little mechanical, but that's okay. But you have to sign up and you have to get these things in, you know, in your inbox and take a second to read them. And there's so many great resources in mind vitamins and retreats, transformations, seminars. You know, you can watch the baseball game on TV. You can go and you can get the energy being there in the park. And that's why it's so important to get around other like-minded people, because their perfume and the fragrance of their healthy mind and their positive beliefs that you too can do it and achieve your dreams and be woman power, you know, that's what's going to rub off on you. And you have to make a conscious decision to get away from those negative people, you know, and don't think that just because, you know, it's a little bit that you hang out with that person who's really destructive in your life. Hey, bullets are small, but they kill you. You know, you take a little bit of arsenic and you're dead. You have to get rid of those people in your life that are negative and destroying you and are dream killers, just as much as I tell you to get around the positive mind vitamins and all those transformation tools for success.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we really appreciate you being here, and thank you for sharing from your heart so authentically, so genuine. We really appreciate it. A final comment I want you to make is just to share with the listeners what you want them to get out of this book and share with them again where they can get it and how they can contact you.
I want everybody to know that the best is just around the corner, and I love Don't Give Up, 5 Minutes Before the Miracle, you know, Oscar Wilde, Be Yourself, Everybody Else Is Taken. You're great exactly as you are, and all you need is a little bit of sparkle shine so that you can enjoy your own brilliance. And you're worth it, and you need to share who you are, because it's selfish to not be your best. When you're your best, you feel good, but everybody around you feels good. And the world needs you, because if you don't do it, who will? And I just want to thank everybody for listening, and God bless you abundantly, avalanche style. And I hope that you will contact me either through Raven or go to my website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. I have Mind Vitamin, a free newsletter. I have lots of blog posts. My book is on Amazon. It's on Kindle now. It's Barnes & Noble's. It's in bookstores through Ingram. And I would just love to hear from you. And I'm just, you know, so excited when I get people who share their transformation from challenges to celebrations.
I know. And, you know, when you get through those challenges, it is time to celebrate. And I don't care if you just, you know, go get yourself a dress, you know, you go to whatever it is that you want to do, treat yourself to a nice dinner, go on a weekend vacation, whatever it is you want to do, celebrate once you've passed those challenges and adversities. Learn to embrace them as they come. If you learn to embrace them as they come, you will float through them. You will float through them. Like Deb says, you meditate. You know, you immerse yourself into prayer, knowing that, you know, there's someone high. There's a higher being. It's not you. Okay? Get in tune with that and trust that, and then you will soon do like Deb and I. We still have challenges. We still have setbacks. We still have adversities, but we've learned to embrace them and understand that they're all part of our journey. And by us getting through that, it makes us stronger, and it gives us something so much more invaluable, so much more effective to pay forward to the others. Isn't it true, Deb?
Oh, absolutely, because we are the best people we know.
Absolutely.
And that would be us. So I'm really honored to have been with you, and I just love what you're about and what you're doing, and God bless you and what you're doing to make us all be the best person we were created to be.
Well, thank you for that. I accept and receive that, and thank you for creating such an amazing book. You've been tuned in to, Lunch with an Author, part of Women Power Talk Radio special segment. And our guest has been an unstoppable woman of power herself, none other than author Deb Scott. The book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue. Deb is an award-winning finalist in the new nonfiction category of the Best Books 2010 Award. That's why I wanted to have her on the show, and we encourage you to go right now and get you a copy of her book. How can you do that? By going to www.greenskyandbluegrass.com. That's www.greenskyandbluegrass.com. You know, listen, my friend, if you have problems in your life, if it feels like your world is upside down, yeah. If you're saying and nodding your head, yes, 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 that's where I'm at right now, then you're definitely going to want to read The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue. But not only read it, you're going to want to do the exercise of it. Because Deb Scott, the author and motivational consultant, she has put together this book, and she's put it together in a way that will help you move past your pain and to your power. Follow what she says in here. Read it, highlight it, mess it up, make it look used, soak in all the information, and do the exercises. If you do, you will truly be able to do exactly what her book says. You'll be truly able to turn your upside-down world right side up. Yes, right now, here at the point you are in your life, in your midlife or beyond, and that's when you will truly unleash the unstoppable power within. Stay tuned for our man of power, none other than Montel Williams. Go grab you some healthy coffee at sippinghealthycoffee.biz. Sit back, relax, grab her book, www.greenskyandbluegrass.com, and relax while you're waiting for it to come and arrive to your house. You know, sit back, relax, come back and listen to this often. Get her golden nuggets, her insider secrets. Read the book, mess it up, use it, and then pay it for it by sharing it with someone else that you know would love it. Or while you're doing it, go buy an extra copy and give it to a friend. Make a great Christmas gift. Montel Williams coming up next. So enjoy Montel, and we'll see you back here next week.
Yeah.
you can change your life in 30 days. The Secret is the motivational guidebook by Deb Scott called The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, turning your upside-down world right side up. Look for it on Amazon.com, or you can get more information about Deb Scott's Discover the Amazing You coaching by visiting greenskyandbluegrass.com. Remember, you can get the book that will change your life on Amazon.com and get more information about author Deb Scott's Discover the Amazing You coaching by visiting greenskyandbluegrass.com.
You're listening to Raven, the talk show, mainly on Women Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis back again, thanking you for joining us as we bring you another dynamic show. We decided that we were going to do something a little different. We wanted to invite some of those men who love us to the show. We wanted to celebrate the unstoppable men of power. So we decided, why not start out with the best of the best? Yes, and that's exactly what we're doing. And who am I talking about? Well, none other than Montel Williams. He is an Emmy Award-winning talk show host, decorative former Naval Intelligence Officer, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and so much more. You know, I call him the greatest of all times talk show host. He is truly one of my heroes, and I'm just so excited. I was reflecting back today what Women Power was all about when this show was born at the ICU unit of Methodist Hospital while I was waiting for my mother to get well. I didn't have any idea that when God put it on my heart to go out and empower women like me, women that were stuck, women that were settling, women that had given up on their dreams, to encourage them to not give up and to move forward, I had no idea how big things were going to get, how many lives I would change, how many emails I would get, and in the process, how it would change me, and it would help me to live dreams that I didn't even think would be possible. And I promised Montel I wasn't going to cry, so I'm going to bring Montel on. Montel, from my heart, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me, Raven. And it's a really powerful message that you have for your listeners. And it's not just about empowerment over a certain age. It's about empowerment. It's about taking charge of your life. And, you know, that message, especially right now, is it couldn't be more poignant for people of every age to start to determine that you don't have to live down to anyone else's expectations. You can set the bar as high as you want for yourself and attempt, not just attempt, strive to live up to that bar, and I'll guarantee you that you start way further than anybody expected you to be.
You are so right. I think it was Zig Ziglar that once said, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. And I have learned through the process of this that that is so true, and I know you know more than anyone.
You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts that whether you believe it or not, to whom much is given, much is expected. And once you do what is expected of you, what comes back to you may not necessarily be tenfold what you want, but it will be tenfold.
Well, I know we have a short time, so I'm going to try to squeeze a lot in. My listeners are so excited about you being here. And first, before I go any further, I got tons of emails, and they want me to say they love you, Montel. And they miss your presence on TV.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, right now what I've been trying to do is the presence will be felt, believe it or not. It's really kind of crazy, my run on television. I did 17 years on the Montel Williams Show. I was in people's living rooms every day for 17 years, and really one of the only shows in the history of television to maintain almost the identical, you know, core. We ended up with about 3 million people watching. We started out with about 3 million people watching. We went up as high as about 7 or 8 million people watching every day, and it stayed that way for many years, and then it stayed to 3. And that 3 million people out there, I think, like some of your listeners, feel a void. And believe me, right now I'm trying to fill that void through Montel Across America, which is my radio show, which you can kind of tune into and catch me streaming live on.
I heard
but believe
it.
Me,
it's
I'm going
great.
To be back. Oh, darling, I'm telling you, this is an opportunity that I've wanted for a long time. And,
really?
And, you know, it's part of the public discord. I think anybody who knows me and remembers anything that I've said along the way is that, you know, number one, if we're going to sit back and complain about the ills of our society and not step up to the plate to do something about it, then you may as well keep your mouth shut. And for me right now, this is an opportunity for me to not just complain about the ills of our society, but to try to motivate others to understand that we can make an individual difference, and the individual does make a difference.
life. You got to stand up for something.
And, you know, it may as well be you if you're going to stand up for something. Yeah, then, you know, it's really kind of incredible just keeping in mind what it is you're trying to promote, you know, and that is, you know, making your listeners understand that, again, we live in a time that right now may be described as one of the most, you know, stressful economic and depressions or recessions that we've faced in close to 100 years. But what we haven't been paying attention to is that this economic downturn, this downturn financially and fiscally for a lot of us, is causing an emotional and psychological downturn that we may not bounce back from as quickly as the stock market does. And people have to stop and pay attention to your emotional health and your psychological well-being, because without that, you know, like, you know, the pillars of a building, the four corners of a building, that's one of those corners that has to be shored up or none of the rest works.
Speaking about your show, I did get a chance to listen to a couple episodes of your show.
Sure.
And what I like about it, I mean, you're just good. I mean, I guess you're the same as you're on TV. But I felt your passion. I felt an extra energy there.
Well, you know what it is? It's very funny. I've gotten an opportunity. We, you know, a lot of people have called, you know, this network, Air America Progressive Radio, and for some reason that's taken on some bad name or a bad moniker in society. We are really, I've become a part of Air America's network because they really firmly believe in independence and they believe in unfiltering. And, you know, this gives me an opportunity to speak to you completely unfiltered. And, you know, I've never been one to filter my feelings or filter my opinion.
Yeah.
And for now, you're not going to get it. So, and I'm also hoping that, you know, like I tried to do throughout the entire time that I had the Monty Williams Show running on air, and that is try to give you the information that can help you best make decisions for yourself and then catalyze you into action. You know, I mean, I think, unfortunately, so many of us are sitting back and waiting for things to happen to us rather than understanding that we can be proactive and make things happen ourselves. You know, it's like that old stupid saying, you know, a person who's in the right place at the right time. No, that's a bunch of garbage. You should be making every place you're in the right time every time, and good things will happen.
You know, Eleanor Roosevelt once said that the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams. Women power model, Liz Montel. Life is just beginning, the best is yet to come, and you should embrace every moment you have, make the best of it, and live life on purpose. Share your thoughts on that with us.
Oh, one of the things that's so crazy is that I don't know why so many of us think, you know, I think we kind of go through life and forget how fleeting it is. Let me give you a little story.
Okay.
It was about, almost 10 years ago. As a matter of fact, it's crazy that I just thought about that, because it was pretty much 10 years ago this month that I was laying on a gurney in Manhattan at Beth Israel North and watched my heartbeat go from 61 to 42 to 33, 27 to 15, 16 before I blacked out and thought that I heard the little noise, you know, the boop. And when they call the code blue and all the doctors come running in and they punch me in the chest and they start performing CPR to bring me back, and then I went through an 18-hour surgery the next day, I started to recognize and truly understand the value of every breath I take. And for us to actually not even ponder how important those seconds are, I know that seems a little bit lofty, but I almost completely checked out. And had I been gone, had I died and not carried on any of the work that I've done, how by that right this minute, 3 million people might not have gotten medication that got medication through that program that I did for 2 years called the PPA program. Had I passed away and died, you know, another 20 kids might not have gone to college. Had I passed away, we may not have had more people interested in voting. Who knows? For whatever those reasons. And there's a reason for me to be here. And so every single day that I wake up in the morning, and I find it an abomination that others don't think this way. I don't get up in the morning ever with any trepidation or any anxiety about what the next day has to offer me, because I'm having an opportunity just to participate in that day. And that right there should bring me joy enough to expect of myself the best that I can do that day. And to be any less is really just, you know, you're not living. You're really just marking time, waiting to die.
Yeah. You're right.
That's a terrible thing to say. Mm-hmm. You're cheating yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, when I heard you speak about that, it took me back for a moment. A few years ago, I was robbed by gunpoint, where the gun was right to my head, and mm-hmm. I walked away from it. At the same time, someone else was kidnapped, and they never found her, as far as I know. And I, you know, it left me really wondering, why was I left? Why she wasn't? You know, what's my real purpose? And this was way before the incident at the hospital where my show was born. And so when that finally happened, I realized, okay, this must be what I was left to do, or a start of what I left to do. I still think it's even a bigger picture than that. But like you said, those are wake-up calls. And if you don't get it then, it's like you'll never get it, you know.
But then here's what's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to wait for the wake-up call?
I know.
Someone else is giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. You, Raven, you're giving it out. When you talk about the experiences that take place in your life, people should stop and learn from that rather than sit back and wait for life to give you something. Again, mm-hmm. that's the attitude of waiting for, you know, to be in the right place at the right time. No, mm-hmm. make the place you're in the right place every time. And you should do that, you know, in every aspect of your life. I mean, most of us right now, there are people out there who listen to this radio show and they just lost their job and are saying, oh, Martha, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, how can you be positive when, you know, I went to work yesterday and for no reason whatsoever the boss just fired me? Well, you know what happened? That just gave you an opportunity to go out and look and see what other skills you have that are marketable. You know, about a year and a half ago, I had a person call me on the phone who really didn't have control but had control and literally fired me on the phone, just over a phone call, after I worked for this company for 17 years.
Yeah.
I get a fire over the phone. Now, it's really kind of crazy. I wrote about this in my last book, Living Well Emotionally, and, you know, I'm not trying to in any way, shape, or form imply my firing precipitated what happened, but the person who did this over the phone after a 17-year relationship, a month later, drops dead of a massive heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
He's one of the top people, was one of the top people in this entire industry. Now, I could have rolled over and cried and went, oh, woe is me, oh, woe is me, but instead, you know, I was unemployed for a year and a half. And in that process, started looking at the skills that I have and just, it's crazy, like a blessing. This opportunity for this radio show fell from the sky. Now, I could have sat around and gone, no, I don't want to do radio. I'm a television talk show host. No. You know, there's an opportunity here in radio that I never knew existed. And once I found out existed, I had to jump as quickly as I could to see if I could beat people down and beat the doors down to open one up to get this radio show, and I got it. And, you know, so the thing is, rather than sit back and wallow in the misery of an incident, I decided to use that as a springboard, did the most discerning thinking that I could, figured out the tools that I had that were worth marketing, and have gone out and marketed them. And just in this thought process, let's remember, I mean, even for your listeners, you know, those out there right now who may be in a situation where they feel a little down, no one has knocked you out. Look, Thomas Edison tried 1,000 times before he figured out how to light a light bulb. Walt Disney got canned by his bosses because they accused him of having a lack of imagination. You know, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak were blown off by both Hewlett-Packard and Atari when they pitched their prototype Apple computer. J.K. Rowling, a mother who was homeless, living in the backseat of a car, attempted to get her books, Harry Potter, published and was passed on by every one of the top publishers in all of London. It took a very small publisher to publish her, and that woman's now worth $1 billion.
I know.
Michael Jordan, he was cut by his high school basketball team and goes on to still be the preeminent basketball player that everyone compares every other player in the league to. So, you know, I mean, and you'll see the same thing probably happen right here with, you know, President Obama, born in a situation and in a time where most people would consider him written off. He's now the president of the United States and will probably end up being one of the most influential presidents in the history of this country.
Absolutely. And the thing I like about Obama is he looked far past the traditional ways of campaigning, and he reached further than a lot of presidents ever reached, and that's part of what you were just talking about, radio, the new era of radio, being on the internet, being podcasted through iTunes, being able to have your message on video. Boy, we have no excuse nowadays, do we, Montel?
No, and I'm going to tell you something else. I mean, you know, one of the other things about his message that is so powerful and so real is the message of inclusion. The message of everyone matters. Everyone's opinion is worth hearing as long as it's an opinion that's tenored with respect. And isn't it interesting that it takes a new president, new to the walls of Washington, D.C., to remind those in D.C. to respect those who put them there?
It's amazing. And I think what it is, it's shocking to some, but to others, it's like the time is right for a change. Like you said, everybody wants it. Our country is in such a bad situation. It's desperate for a change, and they're willing to be open and believe people that they normally wouldn't believe, trust people they normally wouldn't trust, and that's a good thing.
It can be good, but it also can be bad because there are some people out here who are trying to lead us down the wrong path, and you have to be, you know, kind of a little leery. But I think the good thing is that we're living in a time of openness. The information is there for you to be able to make good decisions based on fact, not decisions made based on, you know, hyperbole and a bunch of garbage. So I'm really happy with the times we live in. I'm happy with the times we live in for us as individuals. Again, you know, your message out there to the women and men across this country that it is time for us to take charge of our lives, transform our life. You know, and, you know, that's what I wrote about in my book, Living Well at Montel. It's how to transform your life and supercharge your health, how to live well emotionally and break through to a life of happiness, even in tough times. And both of these books that I've just written, I think, can help you step through a path to get there.
Oh, your book is excellent. Living Well Emotionally, Breakthrough to a Life of Happiness is Montel's latest book, a New York Times best-selling author. You have to pick it up. And I got to say, Montel, you are looking good, my man, on this cover, okay? Is this GQ or what?
thank you. You know, but I got to tell you something very, very interesting about that. Now, you know, your show is geared for women over 40. I'm 52, and I'm proud of it. Then I turn 53, and I have MS, and I have more ravages going against my body than I think the normal person does. But the truth is, through this book, Living Well, and this one, Living Well Emotionally, I have tapped into some wisdom of the ages, and I've tapped into some information that's helping me maintain as healthy a life as I can, even with MS, helping me maintain, you know, the vigor that I have, helping me maintain the attitude that I have, all through, you know, a program. And, you know, of course, any of your listeners can come up on my website, which is montelmedia.com, and get some information today about how I could tell you this. This is one, right, I'm going to give you this. This is something that is kind of exclusive because you're the first radio show that I've had an opportunity to talk to about this. Right now on my website, if you come up and you press the icon that talks about Protandem, I have a product on our website that right now will make a difference in your life in a couple of ways. One, you know, everybody's looking for the fountain of youth, and everybody's trying to figure out how they can fight off the ravages of aging and also of disease, from heart disease to cancer and other things. There are some things out there that can help us. We all know that, you know, antioxidants have been a radical breakthrough right now when it comes to your health. Taking antioxidants is what helps remove the free radicals from your system. Free radicals are what causes the damage in aging. It also causes oxidative stress, which can lead to things like heart disease, Alzheimer's, cancer, and other things. I have a product up on my website right now, which is called Protandem. I take this and I've been taking it now for Protandem. I've been taking it for 3 years straight. You wonder why I look the way I do at 52 with no wrinkles around the eyes? Take a look at this product, and not only if you look at it from the standpoint of taking it and consuming it yourself, but there's an opportunity right now to become part of the business of Protandem, and we identify it right there on my website. So it's montelmedia.com. All you have to do is mention my name, and you can end up getting more information about the product, and I'm going to tell you, it shows you step by step through my two books plus this how you can kind of maintain your health and combat the ravages of aging and the ravages of bad care.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. I'm a big believer in things like that, and especially when you have the opportunity to be part of a company, because not only are you using the product, but you're able to share with others and make some money, too.
And make some money. Let me just tell you this. You know that right now, you know, the African-American community has been hit the hardest when it comes to, you know, foreclosures. And media and information stats that have come out very recently say that most people are no more than $350 away from a foreclosure. If they had $350 extra a month, that would have stopped and prevented their foreclosure. And I'm going to tell you, through a program like Protandem, you have the potential to make that and much, much more.
Well, you know what? We're going to put a banner on our main site, linking it back to yours.
Please do.
And definitely get the word out on it. Now, I know we only have a couple minutes, so I really want to talk about a couple things in your book. I want to talk about in chapter 1, I believe it was. Yeah, the very first chapter, you talked about the brightest and darkest places, Montel. And you said, I am having a heart attack. Oh, my God, I think I'm having a heart attack right in the middle of a casino lobby in Las Vegas. You go on to talk about, I believe your wife, is it Tara?
Tara.
Uh-huh. She leans over to you. And instead of you thinking about the good things, you were thinking about, I believe, cameras and everybody being
on. Oh, yeah. You know what happened? Yeah. I mean, my initial thought is that, you know, the first thing I think of is, number one, because Montel's going to pass, let me set it up and explain to people what happened.
Okay.
I was going to an event that was called the Annie Up for Africa, which is an event that raises money for Defer. Don Cheadle and a woman by the name of Annie Duke put it on every year during the World Series of Poker. As a matter of fact, I'll be planning it again this year on July 2nd. And Avery raising almost $500,000 to $1 million every single year for aid to Defer. It happens to take place right there the first week of July, which is normally the hottest time of the year in Las Vegas. And most of your listeners know I suffer from MS. And because of MS, I am extremely heat sensitive. The temperature goes above 85 degrees, and it shuts me down, just like a short circuit to your computer.
Okay.
And I stepped out of a limousine and had to walk up about a 60-yard red carpet into the back of the Rio. And it was about 117 degrees that day. It was one of the hottest days on record. I literally stepped out of that car, and one of the symptoms that a lot of us who have MS have is something called a chest hug. Chest hug. And what that is, you know, because, again, your brain is short-circuiting. I'm saying this as elementary as I can. When that short circuit happens, it's not sending a signal to the diaphragm. So your diaphragm can contract or freeze or lock. And, you know, your diaphragm, if you suck in air, if that doesn't expand, you can't breathe. And if it's cramps down, it can stop you from even catching a breath. My diaphragm locked up so hard from that heat that I literally thought I was having a heart attack. I didn't even think chest hug. I thought heart attack. And so then I thought, okay, here I go. I'm going to fall down on the floor right here in the lobby of the Rio, and there's going to be all these people taking camera pictures going, oh, there's Montel. And, of course, you know, at 6 o'clock on the news, they're going to have a picture of me dying. And so, of course, I started spiraling myself down into a deep state of depression before I realized that, no, I'm not having a heart attack. It's a hug. Stop. I had to regroup, and part of the reason why I even talk about the story is that what I'm trying to do is trying to prove to people that it doesn't matter how bad things are. You have control of how you feel at any given second of the day. You have control emotionally and psychologically 40% of how you feel. You can control right then. See, I mean, there's a brand new formula out here that's called the happiness formula that was produced by a doctor by the name of Dr. Lou Bermersky and a team. And they came out and identified the fact that, you know, genetically, we all have a preset happiness quotient, you know, about how happy we can be. And that represents about 50% of how we feel on any given day. You can be only so happy, and you're only going to be but so sad. Another 10% of how you feel at any given second of the day is controlled by your environment. You know, you got fired, you got an argument, you broke up with a loved one, you lost the person who passed away. 10% of how you feel at a given second is based on environmental things. The other 40%, you can control right then and there, like right this minute with people listening to me. If you decided right this second to just start thinking about positive things, start thinking about things that you remember that are the most beautiful thoughts or memories that you have, you will, within 2 minutes, change the way you feel and the mood that you're in. No ifs, ands, or buts. And I realized that when I was getting ready to fall out on this floor at the Rio, that if I just stop for a second and stop with the negative, I'm dying thought, and start remembering that I'm not dying, I'm okay, Montel, stand up, you can talk yourself out of an abyss as quickly as you can talk yourself into one.
That is so strong. You push past your pain to assist others with multiple sclerosis. If I'm not mistaken, you've, what, given over $1.2 million in grants?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. The Montel Woods Foundation has been able to give out grants over the last 3 years, well, really the last 4 years when we started giving out grants, and that's some of the top hospitals around the world, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, the Nobel Institute in Stockholm, Sweden, Karolinska Institute, UC San Francisco. We've given out grants around the world trying to see if we could do what everybody wants to do, and that's try to come up with a cure. But, you know, in the interim, while we're waiting for a cure, I also want people to understand that you can impact the way you feel every single day. Number one, taking charge of your life includes taking charge of your diet, exercising, and taking charge of yourself emotionally. You have
to. That's what your book is about. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And your event, it went well?
Event went well that we had in San Diego, and we're going to be getting ready to do a whole series of them around the country, which are just living well events to help people tap into the fact that even during the toughest times, we can still strive and flourish. You just have to put yourself in the right mindset to do it, and it can be done.
How can the Women Power Talk listeners assist you in your journey, Montel?
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. We have a campaign that's going on right now at the Martha Williams MS Foundation, which is $1, one person. And it's all about just, you know, if you want to assist us right now, we're trying our best to pull together, again, more money for research for MS. To me, that's the most important thing I can do. You can come up on my website, which is MontelMS.org. MontelMS.org. And we have a really great campaign. See, a lot of people don't think that they can make a difference. I'm telling you, if you, watch this, Raven, if you call three friends and say, look, I'm giving $1 to the Martha Williams MS Foundation, will you give $1 to and call a friend and have them give $1? If I got 10,000 people to give dollars, I got $10,000. And that $10,000, we fund research that doesn't go into people's pockets to buy desks and buy computers and buy, you know, carpets and chairs and salaries. We fund the research down to the Petri dish. So, you know, the research that we have an advisory committee that reviews all grants that we put out, and those grants are for specific research issues that can come up with definitive markers. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're not funding the projects that are 5 years in the making. We're going after projects that have the most efficacy to see if they can come up with something that can move this whole process forward.
That's fabulous. Okay, one more time. Where do they go to donate?
They can come up on MontelMS.org.
And in order to get your book, Living Well Emotionally, this beautiful book cover.
Amazon.com. It's in that bookstore near you right now, everywhere. We're at Borders. We're at every single bookstore there is around the country. You can go up on Amazon.com to get it. And I got to tell you something. This is the book that you know, in the last couple months, because, again, I don't have my own show. I'm very blessed that Oprah Winfrey gave us an opportunity to talk about the book on the show, but we were talking about other issues. I really haven't even done a tour to promote it. And honestly, if you pick up a copy of it, pick up one for your friend, because this book will definitely help not only change you, but can change our community.
And that's going to be fabulous. Final question. As the greatest talk show host of all time, Mr. Montel Williams, what two golden nuggets can you give those aspiring to be great?
How about I boil it down to one instead of two?
Okay.
And this is really not just about how to be great. This is how to be, and I hate to use the corny phrase, but all that you were meant to be. You know, I'm living on this planet hoping that on that reckoning day, you know, the day that I have to go see my maker, I can stand before them and say, I used every gift you gave me to better mankind.
Wow.
And there should be no other goal, honestly, I don't believe, for life. So, and how I did that, and how I will do that from now until the day that I meet that person, I do that by this one tool. I alone own the definition of who I am.
Oh, I love that. I alone own the definition of who I am. Wow, that is great. And I thought earlier when I heard the one that you said at the beginning, much is given to...
Oh, to whom much is given, much is expected?
Yeah.
Part of life. Girlfriend, that goes along with that.
Oh,
I mean, but you know, that's I feel like that is almost like one of the rules of life rather than, you know, a saying. By virtue of the fact that I was given air to breathe, that's what I owe back. So to whom much is given, much is expected. But the truth is, if you live your life never living up to or down to anyone else's expectations but your own, you set the bar. You know, if I had listened to the garbage that people said to me as a child, I'm a child who was born in one of the biggest ghettos of all the entire East Coast of America, which was Baltimore, Cherry Hill. Girlfriend, that's where Bethlehem Steel was. That was one of the first, you know, national cleanup sites. You know, when the money, federal money was put forth to clean up waste dump area, I was born and lived three blocks from that dump when I was born. If you go back to my neighborhood right now, I believe that out of the 14 or 15 African-American male children that were born in that neighborhood, I may be one of two that are alive today. So, you know, some of my fellow mates who were born in that area lived down to other people's expectations because they wound up as one of the statistics of dead or in jail. You know, and when I was in elementary school, I had a teacher look me in the face and tell me that, you know, just because of, by virtue of the color of my skin, I would never be anything in life. And, you know, rather than live down to her expectations, fulfill her dream, I decided to fight against that my whole life. And that's the reason why I pursued education as hard as I have. And that's the reason why I'm so angry that we in our community haven't understood the fact that a 75% dropout rate among African-American children in this country is an abomination. And that's no one's fault but ours.
Right. We can make a difference if we want to. We got to desire it and want it.
Have to.
And take action. A lot of people are just sitting there wanting it, but they're not taking action.
What did we say earlier? You know, it's not about being in the right place at the right time. It's about making every place you're in the right time, mm-hmm. every time.
Yeah, don't waste the space that the good Lord's giving you. That's going to be one of my books one day.
There you go, for sure.
Well, listen, I know we stayed over a little bit. Thank you so much for all that you have done for people that are suffering through MS. And our prayers and thoughts are with you and hope you feel better and have many more pain-free days.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you coming. Living Well Emotionally, Breakthrough to a Life of Happiness, New York Times bestselling author Montel Williams, the man, the greatest talk show host of all time. Thank you, Montel. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Remy. Take care.
Women power. Yeah, yeah. You unstoppable woman. It's your time to shine. Boom, women.
Men who love them.